Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, children in need.
Yes.
Next Friday.
I'm never asked to do anything for... I remember the days the BBC used to like me. I was asked to do things.
It's a complete lie.
I'm not asked to do
anything. They don't ask him anymore because he keeps saying no. Or what he says is, I would expect a fee.
I do not ask for fees for children in need.
Are you sure?
Can I assure the Belfast Telegraph and every other tabloid newspaper that are currently writing up this story...
I think you should do an investigation into that.
...that Vincent is joking.
I'm not sure I am.
I'm actually worried now.
Have you any suggestions, Stephen?
Go on, Stephen.
Well, this one's on you, Vincent.
Right.
I think Finney should carry Stephen from the BBC... the front of City Hall.
Well, you know what? A few months ago...
he would get a kick out of that.
I might have done that. But you've put a couple of stone back on. You're still much better. You're not at your heaviest.
He's trying to say I'm fat again, Stephen.
We call him Mr. McFlurry in here, put like that.
I've lost a fair bit of weight, Stephen. So, I think if you keep going, another good shift this week, you might just squeeze into...
Let me tell you what happened the other day. On the way to the TV show, I was driving around the front of the BBC. Some idiot had parked in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road, at the traffic lights. And I said, who is that? Then I realised it was him. It was Stephen. Sat there with four McFlurries around him and he was stuffing his face. Pulled over. And that is not one word of a lie. Pulled over and parked at the lights. People were beeping and driving past him. And he was eating McFlurries.
I had stopped to let someone get out of the car.
Other ice creams are available.
This is another true story. I had stopped to let someone get out of the car. And then the McFlurries caught my attention. And I forgot I was in the middle of the road.
It's true.
Stephen,
thank you. The McFlurries were for the team.
Oh, yes. He sampled them for us.
Charlie, good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm okay. This show's really gone to the dogs. Now I have to speak to people like you, Charlie.
Ach, I know, Stephen, but I'm going to give you a nice, bright, happy note this morning. Just when you're about to sign off.
Yes.
You want to hear something good?
Yes.
Well, in Ballymena here, the Christmas tree was lit up all last night outside the Braid Centre. What do you think of that? Isn't that lovely?
Say it again, Charlie.
The Christmas tree in Ballymena outside the Braid Centre was lit up last night and it was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, see, that would be lovely.
Hey, Steve, if you don't believe that, come down, you'll see it.
To Ballymena?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Maybe you don't know where it is.
Ballymena's as attractive as Lorne.
Not at all.
Well, listen, just because there was controversy about Lorne doesn't mean we can't... You know what I mean? There'll be a council meeting tonight now about Lorne. We demand a retraction!
Stephen.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, there's a big night on tomorrow night. And Ballymena, there's 20%, 10%, 15% savings on Church Street. Right?
Yes.
Come you down, you'll get a great night. You get free tea in McDonald's.
I'm in England tomorrow night. I'm presenting Question Time at 5 Live tomorrow night. I'm trying to bring some pennies into the bank tomorrow night. Thanks, Charlie.
Steve, I'll talk to you later.
Morning to you. I don't know. I'm going slightly crazy today because I just want to hear music, a wee bit of Christmas music. TV shows tonight, 10:35, BBC One. Thanks for listening to us today. See you later on.